This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. My first circus was in junior high, as the school scheduled an outing to Sioux City, Iowa each year for the class as part of their regular curriculum. It was something that the kids all looked forward to in grade school as a perk to being in junior high. I've been to other circuses, including the Dells in Baraboo, Wisconsin, which was their home base. My last circus was last year when my wife arranged to take the kids to the circus in Sioux City. It appears to have been a good thing as the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus announced that they were shutting down the big tent for good after 146 years of showmanship in May. There are a number of reasons for the loss of this icon. Animal rights groups such as the Humane Society of the U.S. and PETA had hounded the circus, claiming animal abuse even after losing a $15.75 million judgment to Ringling for racketeering for lying that Ringling mistreated elephants. They won the public relations perception that the circus mistreated animals. That's what the donations that fools think they are giving to the HSUS for saving puppies and kitties are really going to. I believe that the circus gave animals meaningful lives, which created interest in animal welfare for the general public. Animal rights groups turned that asset into a liability, spreading false news about the circus, probably teaching the Russians how effective that it could be. Closing the circus was an economic issue. The cost of production could not be covered by ticket sales proceeds. Dropping elephants from the show also discouraged some from attending. Ringling was caught in the vice, squeezed by the idiots that believe the HSUS about the elephants, and those that would not come to a circus without elephants. With the loss of these acts, the quality of the circus deteriorated. There were a lot of empty seats at the presentation in Sioux City that we took the grandchildren to. My parents would have probably been able to name some star circus headliner in their era, but that has gone by the wayside with no standout stars today. PETA is celebrating the closing of the circus and will now have resources to devote to something else, like ending animal agriculture. Ringling, Barnum, and Bailey were not the only circus to close recently. It is the end of an era, but the beginning of another. Cirque du Soleil has gone worldwide, producing shows that in many ways feature performers that were like circus acts, featuring venues in 30 U.S. cities this year. I recommend it. The circus is not coming to you, but I think that Circus World, a combination of a circus museum and Big Top that still has elephants, is still operating in Baraboo, Wisconsin. I am going to hit this theme one more time. These animal rights groups are coming after animal agriculture in much the same way as they did the circus, with misinformation and by employing political correctness as a weapon. Some cities barred Ringling from performing in them because of the elephants. Walmart and McDonald's are using the HSUS to set production standards for the eggs, dairy, and meat that they buy, closing their systems to others. If you don't want to be like the circus, then livestock organizations had better wake up and take their conversation with these supply chains and to the public to a new level. You're listening to the Comstock Report. Last in what appeared to be least in Donald's priority pecking order of cabinet members is former Georgia Governor Sonny Perdue, finally being named his Secretary of Agriculture. It looks like he couldn't find a female Latino for diversity, so he had to go with Sonny. It could have been worse. He could have picked a Texan. Chuck Grassley was not thrilled with a Southerner. Southerners are not thrilled with Grassley and his subsidy limits. I can't peg Perdue strongly for or against ethanol. His major experience with ethanol was a cellulosic company in Georgia that blew up, costing taxpayers millions. His cousin, Senator David Perdue, took a lot of campaign contributions from groups opposing the RFS. Don't know where he is on the biotech mergers. I think that he understands the importance of immigrant farm labor and trade for ag. I don't see the guy relating well to millennials, but maybe that's all right, as I don't either. Peach and peanut growers are likely ecstatic. The Soybean Association was quick to issue congratulations. They don't make ethanol out of peaches, peanuts, cotton, or rice, and our new Secretary of Agriculture, Sonny Perdue, will not be as supportive of ethanol as our last. I think that he will be better in other areas of USDA administration than Tom Vilsack. I'm anxious to see what he thinks of the HSUS and Environmental Working Group. Donald J. Trump becomes our 45th president Friday. His inaugural message will be most interesting. His staff was saying that it will be Reagan-esque. He himself has said that when he gives a standard speech that he is boring. All hail to the chief. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information and marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at comstock.com or call 712-933-9400.